seven activities you're going to want to add to your anti-bucket list.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Well, you remember a few years ago, there was a movie that came out, and it was called The Bucket List, and it was about two older gentlemen who were dying, and they made a list of all the things they wanted to do before they died, before they kicked the bucket. That's the term, kick the bucket. Thus the word bucket list. So they went about doing all these things. But why not create an anti-bucket list? Something you don't want in your bucket list, so to speak. Things you're not going to do. Things you're not going to participate in. Activities you're not going to involve yourself in. Because to do so would be to deny you of your dreams and your goals. You see, a bucket list is about fulfilling your dreams and your goals. But an anti-bucket list, it's designed to help you with your positive bucket list, if that makes sense. Okay, just follow me on this one, okay? It's a little convoluted, but it'll work for you. This is your anti-bucket list. Number one, letting other people's opinions of you and your life hinder your actions toward your goals and your dreams. In other words, other people are always going to have an opinion of you. Some people are going to have a great opinion. Other people are going to have not so good of an opinion. Why not detach yourself from their opinion altogether, good or bad, and just do your thing, live your life, move in the direction of your dreams and goals? So many people get caught up in what other people think about them. I was reading, I think it was on Instagram, Anthony Hopkins said, I don't know what other people think about me. I don't care. I focus on what I'm doing, where I'm going, and I do my thing. This is your life. This is your time. So when other people's opinions start to interfere in your life and your dreams and your goals, put up your hand, say, stop. I've got the anti-bucket list going, and this is not part of it, okay? Your opinion is not part of it. You're in the anti-bucket list. Okay, number two, quitting because you don't know what to do. I mean, do you have any idea how many times I have started my day and said, well, I could do this, I could do this. I'm not really sure what to do. And then all of a sudden, I get focused on my dreams, focused on my goals, focused on the outcomes that I want in my own life, and that directs me. You don't quit on your dreams. You don't quit on your goals. You don't quit on your love. You don't quit on your family. I know there are people out there who say, well, my dad was a son of a bitch, and I quit on him. Well, okay, that's your choice. You don't have to quit on anybody. Quitting because you don't know what to do. It's okay sometimes to reach a crossroad and say, I don't know what to do. Do I go left or right? But then make a decision, move forward. Take the left path or the right path, but get moving in the direction of your dreams and your goals and your reality. Here's another activity to put on your anti-bucket list. Telling yourself, it's too hard. Okay? Look, there are a lot of things that are challenging in this world. And we live in a world now that may be in some ways as challenging as it was during medieval times. Because everything is changing so fast. During medieval times, you knew where you were at. You knew what you were going to do for a living. If your dad was a cobbler, you were going to be a cobbler. Things were fairly simple. The challenges were far less. Yes, they did have challenges with evil kings and weather and all of that. So they had their own challenges. Don't misunderstand me. But in some ways, we have far more challenges today because the world is changing so quickly. Literally, 60 to 75% of everything I learned in broadcasting school, in marketing, is useless today. There's 25% of it that's still valuable, and it probably will never change. But a large percentage. So if I don't keep myself up to date, it will become more difficult. But it's not impossible. Just because something is difficult does not make it impossible. Never tell yourself it's too difficult, too hard. Keep that one in your anti-bucket list.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities, bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with creative visualization.
Number four. Settling for less than the highest version of yourself. Every day is about focusing on taking yourself to a whole new level. Whatever level you were at yesterday, you need to focus on being even better today. Constantly improving yourself. Constantly making yourself the highest version of yourself that you can be. Settling for less. No. We're not settling for less than the highest version of ourselves. Say that right now. I am the highest version of myself today. And tomorrow you will be even higher because you will have improved. You will have raised your vibration, and you will be saying again, today I am the highest version of myself. Each day you'll be saying that. Well, okay, number five, telling yourself that money is the only thing you need to create your dreams, or even create a business for that matter. Money is not what you need, it's an energy. And energy flows through you, around you, to you, and away from you. So move away from this need thing. Okay. We all need energy. We all need certain types of energy. But it's not the only vibration. It's not the only energy that you need to have an extraordinary life. And what is an extraordinary life? To have the money that you desire, the love that you crave, and the health that you depend upon. Because if you don't have the health, it's hard to have the other two. So don't make your life solely about money. Money is good. Money is great. I like money. I love the vibration of money. But I also love the vibration of a lot of other things too. And that's part of my life. Those are equally important to having an enriching life. Number 6, on your anti-bucket list, being unwilling to take risk for the chance to fulfill your goals. You know, if you're unwilling to take a risk, then the chances of manifesting anything worthwhile reduces drastically. Look at, if you go to the store to pick up dinner for tonight and you want to have a special dinner, you have taken a risk. There's a risk in leaving your home. There's a risk in staying inside your home. I'm not telling you to be foolish. I'm not telling you to jump out of airplanes without a parachute. But what I am suggesting is that you calculate your desires, your goals, and the reward. In other words, you weigh the risk-reward factor. That's very, very important. If you'll do that, you'll take calculated risks. And more often than not, you'll come out on top. And finally, number 7. Well, this is a big one. You got to keep this one. You got to put this one into the anti-bucket list. Waiting for the right moment to take action. Say these words with me right now. The right moment to take action is now. The right moment to take the action I need to create the life I desire is now. This is not a dress rehearsal. Wednesday is not a dress rehearsal for Thursday. Thursday is not a dress rehearsal for Friday. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's real. This is life. Oh, take a deep breath. Ah. You're alive. This is your life. Claim it. Make it yours. Every moment of it. There are 7 things that I've put in the anti-bucket list for you, but equally important is to put a few things in your positive bucket list as well. And write them down. Share them with me. What are some things you want to do? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to become? You can do it all. You have no boundaries. You are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. Have a wonderful day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.